Welcome to Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio, powered by The Barbershop. In this podcast, we'll bring you the latest insights and trends from industry leaders in advertising and marketing. Join us as we dive into discussions that shape the future of our industry.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the first day of our 10th edition of Advertising Week Europe. We're so excited to have you here with us. I'm Louise DiLullio. I am the Chief Client Officer here at Advertising Week. And I am joined today by the wonderful Alejandro Fosk from Comscore. He's their EVP of International. And we are here to talk about unlocking the future of cross-platform measurement. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Louise.
We'll dive right in. So to start, how does, you know, can we talk a little bit about, you know, the current state of audience measurement? So how does the current state of audience measurement in Europe in particular really reflect the challenges posed by fragmentation? And, you know, what is the pivotal role that we see joint industry committees playing? How can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the situation in Europe is quite special because of the JICs. We'll get into that later. But I think the main focus on what is happening today in audience measurement is a drive to multi-platform cross-media measurement. Mm. Everyone is driving into that. And the interesting part is that advertisers are also getting to the game. They're willing to fund these efforts in order to have a multi-platform cross-media measurement. The second aspect relates to governance and privacy. And this is becoming a very important aspect when it comes to measurement. And the third aspect is related to technology. What is happening and will happen in the first half of next year is third-party cookie deprecation, which is going to be a big thing. So companies will have to adapt to that. And nowadays, we're looking at the importance of the panels, and it will be increasingly important as cookies deprecate.
Yeah.
But to be honest, panels are expensive, so we need to come up with a solution for the cookie less world, which will be a first-party cookie, and that is also coming really, really soon, and we'll probably talk about that specific. And if I may finish by the JIC, Europe is very different from the rest of the world when it comes to JICs. We barely don't see JICs outside of Europe, and here you have two different types. One is JICs that are measuring both TV and digital, and then you have one that measures separately TV, separately digital. And here in the UK, actually, you have Barb that is measuring TV, and then you have UCOM that is measuring digital, and ISBA Origin trying to mix.
Yep.
So it's a ecosystem that you see through Italy, France, Germany, Sweden. And I think it's very good for the industry to have this board, because at the end, what happens is that you can create an industry-wide effort to get to the next level. Mm.
And, you know, with that in mind, and as we kind of talk a little bit more about, particularly around the cross-platform solutions, from your view and from Comscore in particular, you know, why do you find it so increasingly crucial to approach, incorporate these cross-platform digital solutions as you gain insights into the audience across digital channels? And, you know, how is it all evolving?
Yeah, mainly because of fragmentation. So we're looking at audiences that go across the whole spectrum. You have mobile, desktop, social, CTV, and so on. And if you think about it, initially it was so easy to measure. You know, we were accessing the internet through our websites, desktop. So for any given measurement company, it was very easy. Mm. We set up a panel and then measured with tags the census. Then what happened was the mobile phone eruption, which meant that we had to measure apps as well. Then social becoming more and more important, especially through a younger age group, so we had to incorporate social measurement as well. And then CTV. CTV eruption is quite big. And there lies the big challenge, you know, to how do we unduplicate all these different points of contact with a user in order to have a holistic view of the industry, of the user, of the behavior, of the journey.
Right, and it's so important for the tracking purposes. And you know, you touched on this briefly, and as we dive into what has become one of the most popular, I will say, buzzwords, we'll talk a little bit more about the cookieless world, but you know, the importance of it and why it's not just a buzzword. And you know, in your view, kind of what are the ramifications that we should be expecting? And you know, what will we be seeing as the third party cookie deprecates and you know, signal loss on media measurement strategies? What measurements can companies and our audience, you know, be taking ahead of this cookieless future, you know, to really, really navigate and thrive? It could be helpful to hear.
Yeah. So if you think about it, the loss or the signal loss is going to be a big thing for, you know, digital marketing. So we need cookies, you know, and cookies are important in order to understand the behavior, the journey of users in order to be able to track them accordingly. However, cookies can be annoying as well. Yes, we all know about it. And privacy matters. So in this case, the perfect solution is to be able to have a first party cookie that is explicitly accepted by the user in a way that the user, the environment is secured and privacy-wise secured. And then basically we're going to solve the problem of a cookieless world. We at Comsquare are already working on this. We have a solution that's called Unified Digital Measurement that is quite simple to implement. The current tag that our clients have needs to add an extra code. And by doing that, we're actually enabling the possibility to measure in a first-party cookie world, which, by the way, will solve the cookieless problem.
Right.
And will allow digital marketers and publishers alike to be on a very safe environment and drive their strategies. We need to be able to combine these two worlds.
Yeah.
One where the consumer is in a safe environment, but then at the same time where the advertiser, the publisher can tackle strategies.
Finding that middle ground, you know, and particularly as we talk about social media, you know, the intricacies of measuring social and the impact it can have can be quite daunting, especially as we look towards the future here. How do you approach, you know, social measurement and particularly incremental social measurement, you know, and what kind of are the critical factors you take into account with the measurement of it in this nuanced process?
Yes. So in the case of social measurement, what we're looking at is a reality. No? So let me go back to the philosophy behind it. We were looking at the news and information category. And over time, what was happening is that the reach of that category was decreasing. It was actually increasing in terms of total audience. However, the total audience of the country was increasing more. Hence, the reach was decreasing. At the same time, we were seeing that the age group of this category was increasing, which is a grim, you know, picture of the category. So in all honesty, that's not true. What is happening is that the younger audiences are reaching via social networks. So we were aiming to level up the play field between, you know, the broadcasters, publishers, and the platforms, in a way that we were able to measure in an adequate way, unduplicated way, all their social offerings. So that's social incremental, basically measuring and deduplicating all the social platforms, while at the same time deduplicating with the digital platforms in order to get to a total digital population, one in total.
And, you know, we could stay up here all day and we can keep talking about this, but unfortunately we've come to just about our time. But before we close, for our final question, you know, as the landscape of media measurement, as we continue this evolution and we continue to evolve, what emerging trends do you anticipate? You know, we're on the innovation stage here in the innovation zone, and I think trends and innovativeness, if that's a word, is something that we see throughout the week. But I'd love to hear from your perspective, you know, what you anticipate and how can we adapt these strategies proactively?
Yeah, let's think about this in a wish. No, if one could wish, one would like to have a cross-media, cross-platform measurement that measures both ads and content, one that brings together all the different platforms and providers, one that is under privacy, one that is an open source, and the cherry on top of the cake would be that it is endorsed by advertisers. That is fortunately happening through an initiative that is called Halo, that is sponsored by the WFA and the ANA in the US.
Yeah.
And here it's sponsored by ISBA and Origin, and it's going really well. So we would be able to measure cross-platform and add linear TV to this measurement. We at Comscore have tried the technology in the US. We did a trial last year where we measured more than 30 million households. And we measured also ads coming from YouTube and TikTok, and the technology works just fine. So actually, the future that we're looking for is here now and just around the corner.
It's here. Well, Alejandro, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Comscore. Thank you to Roberta. We have another very exciting interview right after this, so please stay in your seats and enjoy the rest of Advertising Week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio. Stay connected with us on social media using the handle @AdvertisingWeek and visit our website europe.advertisingweek.com for more exclusive content. This podcast was produced by Podcanda, the audio conference solution.